But when the great flu came, I was in Camp Grant, and one night we had 94 dead. The flu came, and people just wanted to sleep, and down they lay, and tomorrow they were dead. Thousands. You remember how out here in Ridgewood, in the cemetery, they dug trenches. They couldn't dig graves anymore. They just got a tractor and a shovel, a steam shovel, and they stuck trenches and put them in. That's how they died. And there wasn't a church where the caskets weren't stacked up except the Pentecostal church. You know why? They refused to take it. They refused to believe. I remember how God said, "Don't go to bed." They didn't. I believe that's what saved my life. Of course, I didn't know too much about divine healing, but there was a Pentecostal brother in Camp Grant. When I began to spit blood and told him, he said, "Don't do my healing, you see." And because they had sufficient need to be a German spy, I was under suspicion, and so when the doctor ordered me to bed or stay in, they made me clean the spit tunes. I said, "Nothing doing. I'd rather go out in the drill field." So I went out on the drill field as sick as I was and drilled 8 hours a day in the cold. And God says, "Don't go to bed. Don't accept it. Don't take it. Don't call it by name. Don't say I know what it is. You invite the devil. You say, 'Come on in, devil. We've always expected you. Hello there, old friend. I know you by your horns and by your tail. Come right in. I'm your servant.' God says you're not sinners to the flesh to live after the flesh. God says he that raised Jesus from the dead dwells within you. Shall I consider him or shall I consider the devil? Jesus said, 'Though he were dead, yet shall he live.' I am resurrection. I am life. How do I dare dishonor my God and not look at him and consider him and be filled with life?"